Hey, good morning. A little Fast Friday going on. And speaking of fasting, finally, I'm on a good streak of a fast. I'm on day 11 of a juice fast. I'm definitely having some protein, some calories, some nutrients. But I haven't had solid food in 11 days. And the mental clarity is kicking in. This morning, it is now morning. It's Friday morning. I open my eyes basically to turn on this voice recorder, and I have them closed again. And I haven't even done my meditation. And if you know me, you know I don't do anything before I do my meditation. So this is big. So here's what's been happening this morning. This is an example of Kairos time. Kairos time, as you will hear about in the next few minutes, is kind of the goal time, the goal state of mind, where we think more clearly, we see more clearly, we feel, touch, smell, everything is sharper, but especially our mind. And we can see through the mist and the junk and the clutter and get to the core of the idea. So here we go. This is, well, for me and for you, you have some options as to how involved you would like to be. Kairos is, as I said, like the goal time. Chronos is regular time, 1,000, 2,000, 1,000, 3,000. Chronos is sort of matter to matter, whereas Kairos is energy to matter, or, a higher level of thinking, your greater self, right? Your stronger power. And that's the goal, in my opinion, the goal of where we would like to be. And remember, not all the time. For me, it's Friday morning. It's early. I'm recording this because I just had such clarity on this upcoming project, which could be the biggest thing for me since every single day. In fact, that's what I hope it is. That's my plan. Here we go. Speaking of trajectory, did I mention trajectory? No, I didn't. Trajectory, this has also kicked off. So a few elements have kicked off together and have bounced into each other and have created this Friday morning clarity for me. One was I met with my friend and partner and coach, Nicolene, and she, in her infinite wisdom, she's always getting me back to every single day, my main book, my most popular book, my best-selling book. And she was suggesting to do a 10-day challenge, right, to offer that up for free, and 10-day challenge, and I challenge you for 10 days to, you know, do stuff. Basically getting out of your comfort zone. So here's the trajectory jump from there. So the 10-day challenge is free. It's a sort of creating challenge. And here's the jump. The jump is to the Kairos challenge. And this is what came to me just a few minutes ago, and this is why I'm recording it. I'm recording this mainly for my own sake, partly because, again, I'm in a Kairos moment here where I have this super clarity and I want to get it out. This is one of the steps I also recommend in the morning. Let it out. Get out those clear ideas that you have while they are clear. As I can guarantee you, and this is why I'm recording this right now, in a matter of minutes, and definitely hours, and certainly days, this idea is going to become less clear. So I need this note-taking system. I need this insight into my own clarity of right now to remind myself, okay, what was I talking about when I had that, you know, flash of brilliance? Here we go. This is what that is. So the 10-day thing is a 10-day challenge. It's sort of a freebie, get to know Bradley Charbonneau and Repossible and Kairos. Great, love it. If it's your thing, great. If you want more, here we go. And again, I'm mentioning this as I'm going to be looking for 27 people to help me with this, and you'll understand more in a minute. 27, speaking of 27, my upcoming book series, the book series is called Kairos, or at least that's what it's called now, because there's two elements, the Kairos and the Chronos. Kairos, and that is broken down into three phases. First one being energy, second is trajectory, and third is frequency. Energy being, if I want to relate these to previous three-phase systems for me, clarity, courage, and confidence. So clarity, courage, confidence, energy, trajectory, and frequency. Energy, let's see if I can sum these up really quickly. Energy being sort of that original core source energy that we have, that exists within us. It's just, what are we doing with it? We all have this. We all have a beating heart and flowing blood and a soul and a spirit. It's just, in what state is it in? So we want to get that into a state. A state of frequency. So they do overlap and intertwine. All right, so that's energy. As you can imagine, this word is the most clear, of course. Energy is the energy we have, the mojo, the drive, the will, the passion, the power. But if it's just sitting there and it's not moving, like you can imagine it floating, like in a sci-fi movie, and there's this floating ball of energy. Okay, great, but what is it doing? That's where trajectory comes in. Trajectory, if you think of a rocket ship or NASA or something where the rocket is on Earth and you want to go to Jupiter. So you are going to set the trajectory, the path, the coordinates to go from Earth to Jupiter. Now, great, and that's important. Set your path. If you have a roadmap, you're going from LA to New York. You're going to put it in your GPS, and it's going to say you're going to go through Nevada and then through Colorado, whatever, right? So that's the trajectory. Now, the trajectory can change. It's important to have an end goal, but I'm a huge fan of it's the journey, not the destination. So it's a lot of this is going to be about the path getting to the destination. So trajectory are the action steps. It's getting off. It's taking off on the trip. It's getting going on the journey. It's those first steps. It's the first page of the book. It's the first episode of the podcast. It's the getting out of bed. It's the putting on the shoes. It's the running around the block. It's the action step. And also trajectory can be influenced by third parties, right? So for example, Nicolene and I meet and she gives me this 10-day assignment, which then bumps me into this 27-day program for Kairos. So that's trajectory. Think about it like a roadmap, action steps, movement, courage. I see like a bouncing ball of energy, right? So the energy from phase one is, it's not static. I mean, it's alive, but where is it going? What's it doing? It's, if it's just there statically not moving, then it's good, but we want that energy to move. Okay, that's trajectory. Frequency is the third and frankly sort of goal or most important phase of the three. Frequency, as you can imagine, is like a radio wave. I see this very clearly. In fact, I've already written the book Frequency. It's just that I'm going to be altering it quite a bit to adjust to being part three of this three-part series. So frequency, I see there are two elements. One is like a radio wave or a sound wave where it has a certain frequency. So if you imagine an old-fashioned radio on the radio dial where you tune in to 94.7, and if you can really imagine the old ones where they have the dial that you turn with your fingers and they have that little bar on the non-digital but analog scale there where you're trying to find the number, and it's more of a feeling. It's more of a, you're listening, you're feeling, is it right? Is it right? And you hear the, and then you hear la 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 la, and so then you find, I found it, 94.7. So that's one element of frequency. And at 94.7 is a different station that you're tuned into than 97.5, right? That's a different station. One is a music station and one is a news station, right? So there are different frequencies where we can exist. And finding your optimal frequency is a main element of what this whole program is about. And we're going to see how different frequencies at different times, and this is sort of where Kronos and Kairos comes in, are important. For example, Kronos being the regular daily kind of boring stuff of brushing your teeth and, I don't know, walking the dog and regular, going to work. Those are your regular things, and we need those. They're important. You don't want to live in Kairos time always. Kairos, if you think of Kairos like holiday or when you have those really clear moments or those really important times in your life and there's big events and you have this moment of clarity. Just like for me, on this Friday morning, it's really early. I've got major clarity in my head. I can see it all right now. Remember, for the record, you want to know a Kairos time? I am in my bed. I've got my eye mask on, so I have no influence of light. I have my eyes closed. I haven't even done my meditation yet. By the way, I'm alone. If you're wondering, like, where's your dog? Where's your wife? I'm alone this morning, and I am up. It's early. I mean, the sun is up, but it's early, and I'm recording the very first thing. That, for me, is a Kairos moment. These are the important times. And believe me, I wish I had more Kairos moments. I would love to have them. And that's the main, really the main goal of this entire program is how to get these moments of clarity, how to use them the most efficiently and effectively in your life, and how to then find that balance of Kairos and Kronos. So if you've been paying attention, I haven't gotten to the second element of frequency. So one element of frequency is that radio wave. So what is the speed at which your signals are bouncing along? Right? So you could also see it if we're back to the car trip. The car trip is how fast are you going? And here, if you want to also think, see, Kairos doesn't work as well with a car trip, right? I mean, unless you think of it, I don't know, a shortcut. There's a giant Grand Canyon, and here we go. This is a little out there, but you have to cross the Grand Canyon on your way from LA to New York. Normally, you would have to drive around. Here's a Kairos moment that is probably not going to happen in the physical world. I think Kairos is not a very physical thing. In a Kairos version of that physical car trip, your car gets picked up by a helicopter and it flies you to the other side, you know, which is just a few miles away, whereas driving around would have been, I don't know, dozens or hundreds, right? That's an example for you, a physical, real world, material version of Kairos. So it's a shortcut. It is a speedy, unexpected shortcut. And a shortcut sounds like I'm cheating. I mean, in that car example, I kind of am. But that's what happens. Just like now. See, this is where I think like the 8-hour workday is kind of odd. Because I'm recording this. I'm probably at like minute 10 on this thing. I try to keep them under 10, but this is really important. Because I'm not even done. I want to get to some important technical stuff and administrative stuff. And this is also for me to build this program out, and I want to not forget it because I've really seen it clearly this morning. And I can even feel it as I'm talking it through. On the one hand, it's getting stronger. On the other hand, some of the clarity moments from even just a few moments ago are getting less clear. So that's why I'm doing this. This is also highly, highly recommended task in your Kairos times is to record them or note them down or write them out or whatever works best for you in some way to prove to your chrono self that you had this Kairos clarity and that you can then execute what you need to do in regular Kairos time regular Kronos time because Kairos told you what to do. So Kairos is the big, philosophical, strategic leader that's going to say, here's the plan. Kairos is like your Steve Jobs. Steve Jobs has the big idea, and then the rest of the company is Kronos, and they're going to build the phone and stuff. Okay, I know I'm not getting to the second part of frequency, and it's also an important one. And frequency is very much related to my Every Single Day book. So frequency is sort of, and this is the original subtitle of my frequency book, I think, something like how often to do what and why. So one of the elements being the radio waves, that's sort of the frequency at which you live, you exist, you survive, you thrive. And remember, that's changeable. You don't just live at one frequency. So then, because a very actionable item is how often do you do things, right? And why? And what do you do? Here's an example. For me, with I am a major creator, right? I create all the time. For me, it's a necessity. It's an infatuation. I need to create. I need to get things out of me. Just like right now. It is super early in the morning. I need to record this. Otherwise, it's going to explode my head. So, how often to do things? This is where, for example, in my creating self, I have every single day. Then I have once a week. Then I have once a month. And I don't really do quarterly. And then I have once a year. Quarterly is not the worst idea in the world. So every single day for the past couple of years, I've been doing a YouTube short for 2,808 days, 7 plus years. I wrote a blog post every single day, 2,808 days in a row, didn't miss a day. That is frequency. And how did I write books? Well, guess what? I wrote every single day. So I remember I wasn't writing books. I just wrote a post every day. So as you can tell, you can deduce from that equation is that I had book content because I created every day. Frequency, daily, daily, weekly, monthly. So for me, weekly, I do this. I do Fast Friday or Thursday Thunder. I only do Fast Friday if I've been fasting. And Thursday Thunder, I do every single week, YouTube video and a podcast. And then monthly, I do a monthly written old school newsletter, like email newsletter. That's it. I kind of like the quarterly. I just thought about that. I don't really do that. Okay. If you are still here and you're interested in this, there are two ways to participate. Either you can be a participant in this, I don't even know what to call it, challenge, program, whatever. And I see it as either a 27-day challenge or maybe a 54-day challenge where you take a day break in between, or maybe there's a intake day and an output day or something like that. So intake, you take it all in, you watch the video, or you listen to the recording, or you read something, and then day two, you do your thing, you create your thing, or you whatever I'm asking you to do. You do a meditation, or you write a paragraph, or you record an audio, something like that. I don't know. And then that's the 27-day part of it, or 54. And one quick element, and this is also just sort of a note to self, I would really like to do this in Mailer Light, because in Mailer Light, when you get into like drip, and you get into how is this delivered, what I would really like would be the next day doesn't start until you, the participant, click on it. So you're on day three, and you're not going to get day four until you click on the button that says, whatever, I've completed day three. And then day four will come the next day or whatever. I find this really important because I've done many, many, of these challenges and stuff, and it's 10 days or 30 days or however many days, and it just comes at you. And it keeps coming. And if you get behind, you usually, it's a snowball effect. And I'm on day seven, but oh, my dog, blah, 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 threw up that day. And so I missed day 7, and then day 8 came, and then day 9 came, and then I'm trying to catch up with day 7, and then it's day 10, and I get behind and I give up. And I totally abandon the entire thing. So I don't want that. I want you to be on day 7, and I want you to say, oh, wow, I've got family coming this weekend. Let me put this on hold, and I'm going to get to day 8 on Tuesday. I want that to be in your power. So that's just a technical note there that I want the drip system, the action system, technically speaking, with how this is delivered, I want that coming through your manual click on give me the next day, I'm ready. All right? So that's one thing. Number two, and this is getting way technical and like way beyond anything you need to know, but you might be interested here because this is potential moneymaker for you. Here is, this is way over the top here, but you'll get it in a minute. I would like the payments to go through Teachable. Why? Teachable has a fantastic built-in affiliate program where, for example, here's how I see the marketing for this happening. And it's going to be word of mouth, and it's going to be spreading from the people who have done the 30-day or the 27-day or 54-day. They've done the 27-day program. They love it, and they want to share it with their friends. Here's how this works. With the way the affiliate program works in Teachable, and if you don't know what an affiliate program is, it's like a commission. So let's say you, Johnny, you finished the program, you love it, and you want to go share it with your friends. You will get a special link that will with which you can share the program with your friends, and then you will get a commission, a kickback, a fee, money from the sale. So your friend Sally buys it for whatever the cost is, and then the typical number I usually give, it's very generous, but this is sort of industry standard, is 40%. So you share it with your friend and you're going to get 40% of the cost minus the fees and the transaction, blah, blah, blah. So you're going to get 40% of that cost, of that fee. There is another element there, which I'm just going to mention because it's actually really fun, and that is coupons. So Johnny, we could have a coupon code called Johnny, and that gets 25% off for your friends, everybody you invite. So for you, Johnny, you're going to send it to Sally, and Sally's going to use the coupon code Johnny, and she's going to pay 25% off of the fee. So she's happy. She's getting the coupon. She's getting the deal on the program. You're still getting your commission. Remember, the commission you get is now 25% less because the total payment is now 25% less. So you're getting 40% of 75%, right? If this is way over what you are still listening to, I kind of apologize, but kind of don't, because frankly, I think this is the core of one of the best marketing and sales techniques that's out there. If you think about it, this is really how the best products are sold, and they are sold through word of mouth. And why does that work? Because participant A is thrilled, loves it, truly, like intrinsically wants to share the program with their friends. That's it. So here's an incentive to share that program with their friends, because they are going to have then a financial incentive to share it with their friends. Okay, that's that. What else? Oh, okay, here we go. Here's another element of participation. And this one, if you are listening this long, you might also already sort of be closer to having this work. Before I forget, I do want to have like a community where we can share our experiences about the different steps. Okay, 27. Where in the world did I get them up with that number? It comes from one big idea, Kairos, three phases, energy, trajectory, frequency. Under each one of those phases are three, I don't want to say steps because the next one steps, three column chapters for now, three chapters, A, B, C, A, B, C, A, B, C, and then within each of those three is three. So if you're doing your math, we've got 1, 3, and then 9, and then 27. So it's basically, there's three elements of each element. 1, 3, 9, 27. One main idea, Kairos, one phase, like energy. Energies can be broken up into three different chapters, and each of the chapters is going to have one step. So for this one step, this is how I see one day in the calendar, and then also one task or one item or one goal or whatever. And here's my ideal system. Now, Bradley Charbonneau here, that's me. I could create all 27 of these myself. Sure, I could, of course, great, whatever. But I don't want to. Well, not only do I not want to, I mean, sure, that'd be fun, but this is going to be better when it is distributed, when the energy is shared with 27 different people. So this is my current goal. This is what I'm actually busy with, is finding the 27 people who, frequency word coming up, resonate with what I'm doing here. If you are still listening to this, first of all, I love you, and you are a diehard, and you are into this, and maybe I need to set up the requirements and sort of the, you know, what is necessary and required to be one of these 27 people. But this is, if so far this has resonated with you deeply, and you might even be able to see how you would fit in one of the 9 parts of the 3 phases, and you have a strong case of what you have to say or share or teach, you have even maybe an idea of what that task would be, then I'm looking forward to hearing from you. And I'm going to make sort of an application process, because there's only 27 spots, right? 27 spots, which is going to mean 27 days, 27 steps, 27 action items, 27 little mini goals, 27, I don't know, quizzes, right? So each little element is going to be an element on its own, because that's going to be a day. And then it's going to relate to the chapter it's a part of, and then the phase it's a part of, and the entire system of Kairos. So if you're still listening, you are a rock star. And because I know I'm way past my 10 minutes, I'm probably at 20-something by now. Remember, just to give you an idea of Bradley's wacky world, I am holding my phone in my hand. I'm in bed. I don't think it's dark anymore. I have my eye mask on and my eyes closed, because this, for me, is Kairos time. I've been talking here for 20-plus minutes nonstop. I'm using my other hand, because I'm like directing, like a conductor, what I see. I'm a very visual person. I see this all for me, in front of me, very clearly. I've got the 1, 3, 3 chapters per phase, 3 steps per chapter. I can see this huge visual chart in front of me. If you can see any of that, then I'd love to talk with you more and see where you might fit into this. Also, as one of the 27 people, then again, remember the affiliate commission and all that? You are also related to that. So that will also be an element of this in the revenue share of how this whole thing works. Why am I being so transparent with this? Remember, this is really a note to self. This is a Bradley. It is early September 2024. I'm on day 11 of a juice fast. And if I've done fasts, if you're worried about me, I've done fasting, done intermittent fasting. I've done sort of these juice fasts before. I'm a huge fan. This one started, this is kind of funny. Here's a trajectory moment. I ate something wrong on Monday, 11 days ago. And I just, let's just say what didn't go well that night, because I ate something, I think it was overdue ice cream or something like that. I can't remember what it was. And Tuesday, I'm like, oh my God, I feel terrible. I don't want to eat. So I didn't eat the whole day. And it is the end of summer. I have had way too much. I've had a gluttonous summer. I've eaten way too much. I am 4 kilos over my goal weight. I think a kilo is like 2.2 pounds. So like I'm looking at maybe 10 pounds over my goal weight. And I, speaking of Kairos time and Chronos time, I was not feeling Kairos. For me, in that state, when I'm heavy, when I'm physically heavy, I'm also sort of mentally and emotionally heavy, and it definitely has an effect on me. And I was looking for a way to get into, you know, exercise program or fasting again. And for me, that's an example of trajectory, something that happened to me, this stomach bug or whatever it was, that kicked off this juice fast. So in a weird way, I'm thankful for that night of misery because it kicked off these 11 days of glory. And if you've ever done any fasting or done studies about fasting, you'll see, I mean, people do 20-day fasts and 20-day water fasts. I mean, that's super extreme, but I'm getting enough nutrients. I'm doing my green juices and stuff. So I'm getting my vitamins and minerals and stuff. So I'm okay on that. But I weighed myself a week ago. It's actually time for me to weigh myself, but I already lost like a kilo the first week. Anyway, so on that note, by the way, because you'll if you take the program or you're part of the program, you'll learn that I'm a big fan of meditation. I'm a big fan of fasting, I mean the weight loss is like a side benefit. For me, fasting, it's really about the mental clarity you get. Because if you think about it, all the junk, I mean like literal junk in your body is getting flushed out. And it's sort of like your brain fog clears up and you have this clarity exactly like I'm having this morning, which gets me, I mean, think about this. I'm here in the dark, in my bed, eyes closed, talking into my phone for the past 20 plus minutes. And I have this massive plan, which in my humble opinion, here we are, we're in fall 2024. This program can take me through the end of the year and is possibly the biggest program I've done since every single day. And I actually really like that every single day is intertwined in it, in the element of frequency. Okay. I can see that I'm done. I'm sort of feeling at the tail end of this way long monologue here. If you're still listening, thank you so much for listening. If I will put a link below. If it should be kairos.repossible.com, kairos.repossible.com. If you're interested in this as a participant in the challenge, if you're interested in this as a potential, the Dutch in my head, medewerker. It's like a teacher. You know, you're thinking you might be interested in being one of the 27. Let's talk more. I have a post on my pastthesourcream.com site where I pretty much break down, I got some help, and broke down the 1, 3, 9, 27 into elements. One more note on that. I can really see that there are phases and there are sort of, I can just imagine there are almost like characters that we could create for the different phases. Like energy just has this, you know, who can you imagine for energy? I imagine this powerful warrior. I see a woman, warrior woman, just glowing with power, and she's fierce and just awesomeness. And has I just see paisley and squiggles and swirls and sparkles coming off of her, but she's standing there. And then we get trajectory. What's trajectory? Trajectory is like a traveling man, a road map, a car, a rocket ship, right? And then, I can't see that one as clearly right now, but I would love to have a character for this and a whole sort of persona and icon and thumbnails and logos and color schemes for all of this. And then finally, the third part, the frequency. What does frequency look like? Frequency is it the old radio? That's kind of boring. I don't see frequency as clearly right now. If I'm trying to stay consistent with my sort of superhero thing going, frequency is, It's not coming to me. Okay, so see, there's work to be done. You know, I have this vision in front of me, but the elements are not all filled up. And that's where I'm also looking for your help with this to build this out. This is going to be massive. I can see this as definitely a viral, shareable, and frankly, bluntly, money-making plan here and money sharing. Honest to goodness, when I talk about abundance, and you're probably not going to believe me, but here we go. I want to make money so that I can distribute it. This is why affiliate program is such like a sort of a nasty word in the marketing world. It's not nasty, but it's just not, you know, think about share. Think about giving. Think about the giving economy. Why do I want to do this? And of course, it's not the only way. Money's great. I love money, but I love sharing money. I love that Johnny takes my program, shares it with Sally. Johnny makes a few bucks. Love it. Johnny wants to go out of control and, you know, start posting about it. And I took the Kairos program and it did this, this, and this for me. Here's the link. And Johnny makes a lot of bucks. Awesome for Johnny. And think about that. Johnny makes money. I make money. Johnny looks like a rock star because Johnny's sharing this awesome thing that did awesome stuff for him. And he's going to share it with his friends. His friends are happy. His following is happy. Johnny makes money. And then guess what? Down the road, other people can share it as well and also earn some commission, make a few bucks or euros or, wow, I almost said lira. All right, if you got the lira reference, you know, send me a note in the comments. Okay, I am probably way over 30 minutes at this point. This is one of my longest Fast Fridays, but honestly, I shouldn't say honestly. I make fun of people who say honestly or when they say, what do they say? To tell you the truth or, yeah, to tell you the truth. And I think, oh, so the rest of the time you're lying if you don't say to tell you the truth. It's kind of like in the U.S., there's these signs near schools that say drug-free zone. I think, oh, so like a block away, it's okay. I can shoot up my heroin a block away, but oh, just not in front of the school. No, you can't do that anywhere. And just like, honestly, no, not to be honest. Oh, that's the word, to be honest. No, honest, I should be honest all the time. You should use it the other way. You should say, not to be honest, like, well, I'm lying now, but I'm 6'4". No. Honestly, fasting is just, wow. There we go. Okay. I can't believe I haven't done my meditation yet. I'm going to go do that right now before my day starts. I want to thank you for listening. If you're still listening, then you are a rock star. And I would love to have you in the program as a participant. I'm definitely going to have some beta testers. So if you'd like to be a beta tester, just let me know. And I will get you in and we'll run the program first for beta testers. And then if you'd like to be one of the 27, let's talk more about that. It should all be at kairos.repossible.com. And if it's not, then I will make it soon. And thank you again for listening. This is a big part of my, I can see this. This is a Kairos moment for me. This doesn't happen every day, by the way. This is a biggie. And this is thanks to Nicolene and Trajectory and shooting me off on that path of the 10-day program and then leading to the 27-day program. And then thanks to the stomach bug that led me to this juice fasting, which led me to the clarity of day 11. And remember, you don't have to go as extreme as I do. I like extreme stuff. I like taking things to the limits. I like going writing for 2,808 days. And I think that's fun. So I think juice fasts are fun. Because I like waking up and having just my ideas exploding, and I need to record them to let out that exhaust, or my engine is going to explode. So, thank you so much. I am Bradley Charbonneau. You probably know that by now. I'm the founder of Repossible, repossible.com, Repossible podcast, YouTube channel, author of a gazillion books, and sounds like there's two more coming. Energy and Trajectory. Remember, frequency already exists. And that's it. I can feel the Kairos moment slowing down. I'm going to go into Kronos, go do my meditation. This is going to be a blast. All right. I'll see you on the other side. I'll see you on the inside of this because this is going to be fun. Bye for now.